213 people across the state that called and emailed in on the budget last week, and they showed really strong support for the university and early childhood and early funding of education and K-12 education, public defenders, and those things. And so we have 96 amendments we're working through now on the amendments. Some of those were from individuals, and some of them were responding to the testimony that came in from the public. So we've added four attorneys and one support staff for public defenders to make the trial and court system work well without having a bottleneck, and added two positions for a wildlife program so that we can take full advantage of the 3-to-1 match from Pittman Robertson federal funds. That's for fish and or for hunter access, but also expanded out so that it can be used for trails and wildlife viewing. We added four guardians ad litem to help with the child in need of aid cases and all. And then we are working on three-year funding for more defend beds at AIP, Alaska Psychiatric Institute, because we don't have that. So looking forward to this next week. We're looking to we're slowing down the budget a little because we are considering the constitutional amendment to protect the permanent fund dividend. We'll be taking up the budget on the floor approximately a week later than we had anticipated. So we anticipated early this week, and it'll be early the next week.
I also wanted to ask you about paying for Medicaid recipients. The state added $100 million in additional Medicaid expenses after the legislature passed the budget this year. However, if the legislature doesn't include at least $40 million in a House bill, then the state will suspend payments to providers as soon as mid-April. Are hospitals getting paid for Medicaid recipients a concern for you?
Oh, they've been a great concern for us, and we've been trying to work with the Senate so that we can put the money in, and we're working strongly with the four co-chairs so we can get agreement. The fast-track supplemental has to have agreement by both sides. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a fast-track you'd be in, and you'd be putting amendments in and going to conference committee. So to get it moving in a timely manner, it has to be that the bodies have agreed on what will be in and what will be out, and so we don't start getting amendments coming back and forth. So we are working diligently on that. It's high on our radar, and we will addressing that.